Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy schedule as we consciously come together to deepen down and commune with the Spirit, the source of all that is God in us as us. And this morning, my message is entitled High Five, taken from our closing song by Peter Cottontail. Fabulous name. When I heard this song in the week, he fast became one of my favorite artists. But it was a call and a reminder that sometimes we overlook, because they seem so small, the various steps that we have accomplished or achieved. That each goal or each step towards that goal that we've managed, we forget it, thinking about the bigger goal and how perhaps we're not reaching it or how hard it is, and overlooking the smaller steps that we are achieving, the incremental steps towards it. And I recognize that throughout this process that I've been going through over the last few months, that God had been guiding, directing, and illuminating my path. But sometimes I was overlooking and failing to acknowledge or recognize it because I was so focused on the whole picture that I was missing out on the little bits that were happening as I was going along. And it was a reminder that sometimes we need to just acknowledge that and give a high five. I've started a new workout. It's a workout that says you can walk a mile in 15 minutes, but it's based on walking to the beat of the music. And always halfway through, the presenter acknowledges that the fact that you've made the commitment to do this workout, that you should give yourself a high five. And it struck a chord with me because it is this thing. Sometimes we are so focused on what it is we're wanting to achieve, what it is we want, that we're overlooking that maybe we just need to sometimes give ourselves a high five for what we've managed to achieve and accomplish thus far. And so today I just want to honor God, honor Spirit, honor the Divine, give God a high five, to celebrate and acknowledge all that God is giving me and bringing me through. And I know that God is doing the same for each and every one of us, even though sometimes we fail to recognize it or remember it or realize it. So the invitation this morning is to just have a reflection and reflect the increments that you've made to get to where you are. It could be a physical challenge, could be a mental health challenge, could be a professional challenge. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you take a moment to give a high five, knowing that you've come this far by the grace of God. I loved what Goldie Hawn, in the quote that I shared yesterday, who said, we have to embrace obstacles to reach the next stage of joy. I sometimes think that we can be so focused on the obstacles that we forget, as we come through them, to just take a moment to be in that place of joy, of recognition, of acceptance. And it is this reminder that no matter what we're going through, no matter how challenging, we will come through. As I completed an exchange on Monday, as I shared with you the previous week, and paid all my staff their redundancy monies, there was one staff, as there always is, that felt that he had been unfairly treated and wants to take me to tribunal for unfair dismissal. I allowed myself to be angry, hurt, disappointed, upset. But as always, by nighttime when I'm praying, I always take the teachings of Jesus to heart, who always says that if we have anything against anyone, that we should leave it before we come before God, that we should forgive. And so always I come back to accepting that forgiveness is always the key on our journey for freedom and liberation and peace of mind. I was able to bless him, forgive him, and ask for the highest and the best that he needs for his life, whatever that might be. And it is this remembrance always that we have to walk this talk. We have to live this truth. It is not enough to know about it theoretically. We have to know about it and live it experientially. As I was in prayer that evening, I came back to the remembrance, how God had brought me through everything that I had to face from since I started this particular part of my journey to where I am now. I'd forgotten how each stage that had been trying and challenging, how God had brought me through, and I'd come through the other side. And I made an absolute promise to myself that rather than just keep focusing on all the irritations and annoyances that keep cropping up, and they will, as they do for all of us, that I needed to remember all the times that God had brought me through each of my challenges and remember to high five. And also to remember to see the end result, to hold that intention of it all happening according to the divine plan. And so the theme, as I said, is about remembering to look at the incremental steps that we've made on our journey and give God a high five. Give God a high five because we know that of ourselves we really could not have done it. My sacred text this morning is from 1 John 4:4. It simply says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. I'd forgotten that text. It is one of my faves, to come back to the remembrance that that which is in me is greater than anything that is in the world. Greater than any person, greater than any condition, greater than any circumstance, greater than any experience. That which is in me, the Spirit of God that Jesus always recognized was the Father within that doeth the work, is doing the work in each and every one of us. It is that which is within each and every one of us that is always able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. It is that is in us that knows what to do and how to do it in every situation, every condition, every circumstance. It is that is within us that knows our every need, even before we have need of it. We get so caught up in the physical experiences of our world and of all that is going on that we forget the spiritual truth and the spiritual reality. There is that is within us and within all people that exists, that lives, that renews, that restores, that replenishes, that enlivens us. We get so caught up with whatever it is that we are having to face and deal with on a daily basis that we forget this truth that is unchanging and unchangeable. So give God a high five for all that God has done and is doing in your life. My poem is by Lamar Cole and simply says, some people tend to get the chills when it's time to pay the bills. Electric, water, and gas bills keep it real. Cable and internet bills seal the deal. They arrive every month right on time, digging deep in pockets for the very last dime. All bills paid deserve a high five. If you're getting bills, then you're alive. It's a great reminder that each bill we paid, each obstacle we face, each thing that we overcome deserves a high five. I love the quote by Marianne Williamson. She says, we live in a world of constant juxtaposition between joy that's possible and pain that's all too common. We hope for love and success and abundance, but we never quite forget that there's always a lurking possibility of disaster. I believe most of us on this spiritual path, there are times when we are positive, affirmative, and we are constructive in our thoughts and our beliefs and our attitudes. But then something presents itself and our faith wavers and shakes. We become like Peter when he sees Jesus walking on the water and calls to him and Jesus tells him to come. He steps out in faith and starts to walk and then suddenly looks down and realizes what's happening and starts to sink beneath the waves. I think all of us at times, no matter what we are going through, our faith buoys us up, and then in a moment, we look and see the waves, and our fears start to assail us. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, You Can Get Up Again. The first quote comes from Proverbs 24:16 and says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. We have within us a power which is greater than anything we shall ever contact, a power that can overcome every obstacle in our experience. The author writes, have you fallen down before? Maybe trying to walk or ride a bike, of course. We've all tripped and fallen at one time or another. But what happened next? We got up, dusted ourselves off, and kept going. Because we had somewhere to go and something to do. We still have somewhere to go and something to do. If you've fallen and lost focus of your ultimate destination, it's time to get up, dust yourself off, and get back on track. You may have fallen down, but you haven't fallen out. As long as you can believe, you can break out of any rut. If you can look up, you can get up. Thomas Edison said, just because something doesn't do what you planned it to do doesn't mean that it failed. Listen to the man who persevered through thousands of attempts to create a reliable incandescent light bulb. He didn't see those attempts as failures, but as results that could be refined to achieve the ultimate goal. How do we view our life's experiences? As failures or results? The way we perceive situations determines what we perceive from those situations. Let us learn the lessons, apply the wisdom, and look to the future. If you quit or give up on your desires, dreams, and goals, you will never live the life you were meant to live. As this is the last day of our time that we're celebrating Black History Month, I want to share three short stories of three incredible people. The first one is Dr. Harold Moody. Harold Arundel Moody was a Jamaican-born physician who emigrated to the United Kingdom, where he campaigned against racial prejudice and established the League of Colored Peoples in 1931 with the support of the Quakers. Dr. Harold Moody was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1882. In 1904, he came to London to study medicine. And in February 1913, he set up his own successful practice in Peckham. The racial prejudice he faced as a student and then as a qualified doctor motivated his campaign for the rights of black people. In March 1931, he became one of the founders of the League of Colored Peoples. Its aims were to highlight the problems and successes of black people, to challenge racial discrimination, and fight for equality. The second one is Lillian Bader. Lillian Bader was one of the very first black women to join the British Armed Forces. Bader was born in Liverpool to Marcus Bailey, a merchant seaman from Barbados who served in the First World War, and a British-born mother of Irish parentage. In 1927, Bader and her two brothers were orphaned when their father died. At the age of 9, she was separated from her brothers and placed in a convent, where she remained until she was 20. Bader has explained that it was difficult to find employment because of her father's origins. My casting out from the convent walls was delayed. I was half West Indian, and nobody, not even the priest, dare risk ridicule by employing me. In 1939, at the onset of the Second World War, Bader enlisted in the Navy, Army, and Air Force Institutes at Caterick Camp, Yorkshire. She was dismissed after 7 weeks when it was discovered that her father was not born in the United Kingdom. On the 28th of March, 1941, she enlisted in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force after she heard that the Royal Air Force was taking citizens of West Indian descent. She trained in instrument repair, which was a trade newly open to women. She then became a leading aircraft woman and was eventually promoted to the rank of corporal. Our third person is Una Mason. Born in 1905, Una was a journalist, a poet, an unmarried colonial subject, making waves in wartime Britain. She co-wrote and directed the first black play staged in London's West End. She campaigned tirelessly for gender and racial equality, famously calling for a rally of women to sweep the cobwebs from certain brains and dust out of the eyes so that they could see better. She lived with mental health problems and spoke about her experiences of it. She not only became the BBC's first ever black producer in 1942, but also created Caribbean Voices, a radio program which has since been called the single most important literary catalyst for Anglophone Caribbean writing. Una recognized the potential in transmitting literature that freely expressed the Caribbean cultural experience, even as it was backgrounded by racial and social tension. As can be imagined, in addition to external intolerances, she faced hostility from some colleagues who struggled with her influence as a black woman. These experiences of prejudice and her declining mental health led to a period of sick leave in 1945, from which she never returned to broadcast. These three incredible people who fearlessly challenge the societal conditions and norms of the time. Truly, they deserve a high five. We can find inspiration in every nation, in every country, in every culture. And I think one of the things that I so know that I ardently promote on Sunday Soul Connection is our oneness. Our oneness with each other, our oneness with the source of all that is, our oneness with all of creation. If nothing else, I try to promote that only as we understand and recognize all that unifies us as opposed to that which divides us, be it gender, be it race, be it religion, be it sexual orientation. As long as we see these divisions, we can never, never experience our true identity as children of the Most High God, children of the one presence, the one power, the one life, the one love. God is not judging or discriminating against any of its creation. Neither should we. We are living in times that are challenging globally. There isn't anywhere in this world where we can spin the globe and point to it and recognize that truly there is a society or a culture or a country that is living from this truth that we are one kind, that we are humankind. And so always the invitation on a Sunday Soul, the stories, the sacred texts, the poems, the quotes, always are in support and support of coming back to the truth, coming back to the remembrance, coming back to the alignment of who we are and whose we are. We are one kind, humankind, of the one life that is God, irrespective of the names we choose to call him, her, it. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath as we go within. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." We can go for weeks and days without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it is the life force, it is the energy that we need to exist. As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slowly." As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in gratitude. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I celebrate. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in gratitude. Exhale, this is my breath as I celebrate. Gratitude. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience in this week ahead. We know that as we hold the vision, we we add the feeling component to it as well. For each one of us, it's different. So visualize what it is that's important for you in this coming week. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the life force, the power, the presence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Thou who art the absolute mystery of life. As we consciously come to commune with your presence at this time, acknowledging and celebrating all our blessings that you have bestowed upon us, even when we weren't able to recognize or acknowledge them at the time. We celebrate and give you a high five now in gratitude and praise with thanksgiving. We are thankful for all that you have done and are doing for us in our lives. We know that your grace is our sufficiency in all things, and that as we come back to the remembrance that greater is he that is within us than anything that we can face in the world, we are at peace. We're holding in our hearts all those that are suffering from COVID, be they at homes, hospitals, or wherever they might be. Whilst this is just one of many that we as humans suffer in our organic physical form, it is the one that is affecting most people at this time. We remember and hold in our hearts all the countries where there are unease and distress, be it Nigeria, Azerbaijan, Europe, right here at home, in the US, there is so much unease that is happening. So we take a moment to send peace, to send love, send light out to our beautiful world. As we enter into this season now, this new season, let us let go of anything and everything that no longer serves or is healthy for us. Let us release and let go of our disappointments, our hurts, our angers, our annoyances, our frustrations. And let us come back to the truth that we are children of the Most High God, made in the image and likeness of love, love, love. For our world leaders, I ask you to touch their hearts and minds, that they may be open to the wisdom that is within, the God energy, the God force that will ever illuminate our consciousness if we seek you first. For everything in every condition, for every situation and circumstance, that is too much to be named at this time. I surrender them to you. I surrender it all to you, trusting and knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all of my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take another deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Our science of mind reading, our affirmation. I am a divinely created being.
I am a divinely created being.
With purpose, potential, and power. I am greater than my past.
I am greater than my past.
Every present moment is an opportunity.
Every present moment is an opportunity.
For a new beginning. Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. My beloveds, as we come towards the end of our Sunday soul, our rumination, our Rumi thought for the week, Rumi says, let us live in such a manner that on Judgment Day our actions speak for themselves and shall such vouch for our inner selves. Just to remind you that our midweek prayer, our 10 minute top up, will be on Thursday as normal at 10 a.m. And now I want to share with you my closing song, High Five, by Peter Cottontail, featuring Evan, Alan Kane, and Yeba. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I got my feet on the ground.
Oh, I trust you loved that as much as I did. That was Peter Cotton. Peter Cottontail. What a fabulous name. Peter Cottontail and High Five. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday, and I look forward to joining you once again for our 10 at 10 on Thursday. Peace and blessings.